قدوس 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 فصل من بشارة معلمنا ماري يوحنا البشير بركاته على جميعنا آمين.
سمعت أني قلت لكم أني أمضي ثم آتي إليكم لو كنتم تعبون لكنتم تفرحون لأني أمضي إلى أبي لأن أبي أعظم مني وقد قلت لكم الآن قبل أن يكون حتى ما كان تؤمنون الناس أكلم كلاما كثيرا بعد لأن رئيس هذا العالم آتيا وليس لي فيه وليس له فيه شيء لكن كان يعلم العالم أني أحب أبي وكما وصاني أبي هكذا أفعل قوم تركنا هذا أنا هو كرم الحق وبالكرام كل غصم فيه لا يأتي بثمر يقطع وكل ما يأتي بثمر نقيل يأتي بثمر أكثر وأنتم من قبل أن قيامنا الكلام الذي كلمتكم به إثبتوا فيه ونعيدا فيكم
والمجد لله دائما أبدا أمين ترشي مرز وعزوز نبدا مرز وعب جاك يكس وتي من نينا ونعق القدوس يا رب الذي أرسلت على مجد قدسين وصول مكرمين في الساعة الثالثة هذا نزعمنا صلى الله عليه وسلم في عشانا قلبنا كان الله في الله ورحمة صلى الله عليه وسلم في عشانا قدام ورحمة صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تنزعه مني
O
Lord, who send down your Holy Spirit upon your holy disciples and around whom upon in the third hour, do not take him away from us, O good one. But we ask you to renew him within us, O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, the Word, the Right, the Love-giving Spirit, a spirit of prophecy and chastity, a spirit of holiness, righteousness, and the authority of the Almighty One. For you are the light of our souls, O you who give light to every man that comes into the world. Have mercy on us. O Theotokos, you are the true vine who bore the cluster of life. We ask you, full of grace, with the apostle for the salvation of our soul. Blessed in the Lord our God. Blessed is the Lord, day by day he prepares our way, for he is God of our salvation.
أيها الملك السماء المعزي روح الحق الحاضر في كل مكان والملئ الكل كنز الصالحات ومعطي الحياة ولما تفضل وحل فينا وطهرنا من كل دنس أيها الصالح وخلص نفوسنا كما كنت مع تلاميذك أيها المخلص وعطيتهم السلام هلما أيضا كن معنا ومنحنا سلامك وخلصنا ونجي نفوسنا إذا ما وقفنا في هيكلك المقدس نحسب كالقيام في السماء يا والدة الإله أنت يا باب السماء افتحي لنا باب الرحمة قدوس الله قدوس الحي قدوس الحي الذي لا موت الذي ولد من العذراء ارحمنا قدوس الله قدوس الحي قدوس الله قدوس الحي قدوس الحي الذي لا موت الذي ولد من العذراء ارحمنا جلوت القدوس الحمد يا جلوت القدوس الحمد يا جلوت القدوس الحمد يا رب اغفر خطايانا وتامنا ذلاتنا لقد يا رب مرضى شعبك في من اجل اسمك القدوس ابانا وفاتنا لنا يا ربنا نفوسهم يا من والبا لا خطي يا رب ارحمنا الذي بلا خطي يا رب عند اخبرتنا ليك لك المجد والعز والتقديس المثلث يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب بارك علينا امين اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر ابانا الذي في السماوات السلام عليك يا سيدك يا قديس الممتلئ مجد العذراء كل حين وقت لما المسيح صلاتنا الى ابنك الحبيب ليغفر لنا خطايانا سلام التي ولدت لنا النور الحقيقي المسيح الاهل العذراء القديس سير الرب عنا ليصنع رحمه معنا ويغفر لنا خطايانا ايه العذراء مريم وايه القديس شفيعنا من الجنس البشري شفاع فينا المسيح الذي ولدت لكونا ملانا وغفر لنا خطايانا سلام لك ايه العذراء الملك الحقيقي قانية السلام أذكر جنسنا والتي لنا عملنا سلفة كورينا يتوى الشفيع المؤتمن أمام ربنا يسوع المسيح اللي أغفر لنا خطايانا أكساس يوثيوس يمون قدوس 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 فصل من بشارة معلمنا ماري بنت الإنجيل البشيرة من الطاهر بركاته علينا أمين.
فلما أرسل جموع سهل الجبل عندما جلس قدم تلميذه فتح في علمهم قائلا توبوا المسكين بروح لأنهم قد سموات توبوا الحزين لأنهم يتعزون توبوا الأوضاع لأنهم يرسلون الأرض توبوا الجياع والطرش اللي بينهم يشبعون توبوا الرحمة لهم يرحمون توبوا القيل قبلهم عينون الله توبوا لسان السلام دون أبناء الله توبوا المواطنين من أجل بر لهم القوت السموات توبوا لكم يستردوكم وعليكم قالوا فيك من أجل كل شر كاذبين افرحوا وتهللوا ان اجركم عظيم في السماوات فانهم كسر الانبياء الذين كانوا قبلكم انتم ملح الارض فاذا فسد الملح في ميزه ملح لا يصلح بعد لشيء اللي يطرح خارج اندوس الناس انتم نور العلم يمكن ان تخفى مدينه كانها على جبل ولا يقودون سراجا وانت تحت المكيال بل يضعون على المناره في يديلك المن في البيت هكذا فلندين لكم قدام الناس لكي يرى اعمالكم السلاح في المجد وبيكم الذي في السماوات.
المجد لله دائما ابديا امين ليكمل قول الله بسلام اذكر لك يا المسيح ما بك الصالح والروح القدس لأنك ولدت وخلصتنا من في يوم السادس وقت ساعة السادسة سمرت على الصليب من أجل الخطيئة التي تجرنا عليها أبونا في الفردوس مزق صدقتان المسيح لنا ونخلصنا وصرخت إلى الله رب سماني اللهم سيد صلاتي ولا ترفض البيتي لفت إلي واسمعني عشي وباكر وقت الظهر كلامي أقول فأسمع رب صوتي ويخلص نفسي بسلام O Jesus Christ, our God, was nailed to the cross at the sixth hour. You have put away sin by your cross, and through the man, the divine man was the voice in whom we had created your own hands. O Lord, put to death our sinful passions by redeeming our love-giving passion. And through the nails of your crucifixion, rescue our minds from all foolishness of earthly deeds and desires to the remembrance of the ever-heavenly commandments according to your good compassion. ليس لنا دانا ولا حق ولا معذنة من أجل كثرة خطايانا نحن بك نتوسل إلا لدود منك أطلع العذراء إن كثيرة شفاعة قوية موجودة عند مخلصنا يتلوم الطهرة لا ترفض قطام شفاعتك عند لدود منك لأنه رحوم قادر على خلاص التعلم من أجلنا لكي ينقذنا فلتدركنا رافاتك سريعا لأننا قد تمسكنا جدا أعنا يا الله مخلصنا من أجل مجد اسمك يا رب نجينا اغفر لنا خطايانا من أجل اسمك القدوس فاتريك إيوك أجيب نماتي
كل شخص غير الفاسد يا صالح تربي مغفرة خطانا المسيح لنا لأن بمشيتك سلطان تسعد على الصليب لتنجي الذين خلقتهم من عبودية العدو نسوق إليك ونشكرك بأن ملأت كل فرحنا يا المخلص لما تأتيت إلى العالم يا رب المجد لا
كنين كهائيك استنسيون استنيون آمين
هي الممتلئ نعمة يا ولد الدلع عذران وعاصمك لنا من قبل صليب ابنك نهبط الجحيم وبطل الموتى وتكون فردوس حتى حياة بدية ونلنا نعيم الفردوس الأول من أجل هذا نمجد بالشكر المعدل المسيح إلهنا لكم قبل
عظيمك يا أم النور الحقيقة
نمجد العذراء القديس ولد الله لنا نخلص العالم خلصنا نفوسنا من مجلس سيدنا بكم
شهداء تهليل للصديقين سبت الكنائس
وفرع الخطايا نبشر بالثالوث القدوس يا رب واحد نازل يا رب مجده يا رب
ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب بارك امين بالحقيقه
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostal Creator, the Earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God,
begotten of the Father before all ages,
light of light, true God of true God, begotten of creating, one essence of the Father.
Who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven and was called the Holy Spirit and Virgin Mary and became man and was crucified for us and to Pontius Pilate suffered and buried and third day he rose from the dead according to the scriptures he sent into the right hand of his Father and is coming again to his glory whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, so believe the Holy Spirit is the Lord, the Lord giver who proceeds from the Father for the Son is worship and glorified and on holy church we confess our faith and worship.
وعد دار الآت آمين يا رحم الله
Worthy to pray to you, thank for your Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, and forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
She never knew us on web. Onotien oot efes maron enje efno diviot pi pantokrator. Efes maron enje pev morganis in chiri isos pi arestos penchois. Efez maro od enje piemne maes owe em paraklitun.
Nostiros mo epshois, maro es mo erupengenela, ostiroje abefnai tagaro ere egon, ovo temesment epshois, eshopshaine, amen. Hallelujah.
Doxa patri, keoke, agi obne ma.
Is more in a posse.
It of me, my
dear. In Chebemotum Paris, Nanish, I suppose not even those in those beheresos. Jervas in a gona, where I said, Farrier and Shot in a chest, Aaron of Teton. Aften charaton osai ensof on. Marindra posne garni herpais vafainem notiron te pon genji veni pipanto kradorem shois penno. Ooti. Have naughty be pantocrator if your temper choice open naughty opian so tear in souls be a restos. We thank you for every condition concerning every condition and every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and hammered us with this hour.
Praise God, may have mercy and compassion upon us. Hear us, help us, and accept our supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times. And make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, amen.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, grant a complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with you. Our fear, all enemy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked man, and the rising of enemies hidden and manifest in Zahawan. المقدسة وعن هذه الكنيسة المقدسة التي لك أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياه لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى قوة العدو.
أبيدك يا رب قدام هذا اليوم أبد قصة الشمامسة كل الشعب وضع فيها كنوا مباركين محادلين مثل ثلوث الأقدس آب والابن الروح القدس من كنيسة الواحد الوحيد المقدس الجامعة الرسولية من أفاد 12 رسولا في مناظر إله إنجيلي ماركوس الرسول الطاهر والشهيد والبطريرك القديس سوير وسمع لنا ديسبورس قديس أثناسيوس الرسولي قديس بطرس خاتم الشهداء رئيس الكهنة قديس حنا دابي الفم قديس كريلوس قديس فاسيليوس قديس غريغوريوس من وفاة 318 ومتم من بين القيام 150 من مدينة القسطنطينية والمائتين بأفز فما بين الطباب المكرم رئيس الأساقفة بطرياركنا البابا أنبطاردوس الثاني في المحقارة لأنه مملوء مجد اسمك القدوس أيها الآب والابن والروح القدس الآن وكل الآن إلى دهر الدور أمين
Thank you. St. Paul to the Romans, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from his epistle to the Romans, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Jesus, to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this reason, I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, laud him, all you peoples. And again, Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written more boldly to you on some points as reminding you because of the grace given to me by God, that I might be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I have reason to glory in Christ Jesus in the things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me in word and deed, to make the Gentiles obedient in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and around about to Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. The grace of God of the Father be with us all. Amen.
Catholic Epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. John. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Amen. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin, and whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Do not love the world or the things pertaining in the world. The world is passing away in the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Amen.
almas ai sorti el mon ai na
فصل من أعمال أبان الرسل الأطهار المشمولين بنعمة الروح الإبراكسيس فصل من أعمال أبان الرسل الأطهار المشمولين بنعمة الروح القدس بركاتهم فلتكن معي ومعكم يا أبائي وأخواتي أمين. ولما اجتاز في بيسيديا أتي إلى بنفيليا وتكلم بالكلمة في برجا ثم نزل إلى أطاليا ومن هناك سافر في البحر إلى أنطاكيا حيث كان قد أسلم إلى نعمة الله للعمل الذي أكملاه. ولما حضر وجمع الكنيسة أخبر بكل ما صنع الله معهما وأنه فتح للأمم باب الإيمان وأقام هناك زمانا ليس بقليل مع التلاميذ وانحدر قوم من اليهودية وجعلوا يعلمون الإخوة أنه إن لم تختتنوا حسب عادة موسى لا يمكنكم أن تخلصوا. فلما حصل لبولس وبرنابا منازعة ومباحثة ليست بقليلة معهم رتبوا أن يصعد بولس وبرنابا وأناس آخرون منهم إلى الرسل والمشايخ إلى أورشليم من أجل هذه المسألة. فهؤلاء بعدما شيعتهم الكنيسة اجتازوا في فينيقيا والسامرة يخبرونهم برجوع الأمم وكانوا يسببون سرورا عظيما لجميع الإخوة. كلمة الرب تنمو وتزداد وتحتز وتثبت في هذه الكنيسة وكل كنيسة إلى الأبد آمين.
Today is the fifth day of the blessed month of Tuba. May God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 78 of the martyrs, Saint Osigenius, the soldier, was martyred. He was a soldier in the army of the Emperor Constantine and was a pious Christian. He was distinguished by his merciful deeds to the poor. When Emperor Constantine saw the sign of the cross in the heaven, and under which was written, "By this who you conquer," he could not understand its significance, for he was not a believer yet. He summoned the pious soldiers in Gingens and inquired from him about this sign. He replied, "This is the sign of the Lord Christ." Saint Eusebius lived until the days of Emperor Julian the Infidel. One day, when he was walking in one of the streets of Antioch, he found two men fighting together. They stopped him and asked him to judge between them. For he was an honorable old man, he rightly judged and made peace between them. An evil man accused him before Emperor Julian that he made himself a ruler and a judge for the people of the city. The emperor summoned the saint and rebuked him, saying, "Who has appointed you a judge and a ruler?" Saint Osignius replied with great courage, "I am not, but you have forsaken the worship of the true God to worship satanic idols." The emperor was enraged and he commanded to crucify him and to place torches to his sides. The saint endured patiently and with thanksgivings. Finally, the emperor commanded to behead the saint so he received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of his praise be with us all, amen. On this day also, the year 20 of the martyrs, Saint Banicaros, the Persian, was martyred. He was employed by the Roman army and was promoted in the ranks until he reached the rank of commander, and the king loved him for his courage. He met then Theodore the Oriental and Saint Leontius, and they became friends. When Emperor Diocletian heard of them, he summoned the saint and inquired from them about the reason of this friendship. He sent Saint Panicaros to Armenius, the governor of Alexandria, and five western cities along with four soldiers. The governor was in one of the five cities, so he ordered to imprison him. The Lord Christ appeared to him to encourage and strengthen him. In the next day, they set him on a chair full of sticking out nails and placed on his head a red-hot helmet and lit fire under him. The Lord sent his angel, who saved him. Later on, they hanged him head down and tied heavy stones to his neck and lit torches under him, but the angel of the Lord saved him again. After a series of tortures through which the angel of the Lord saved him, the governor ordered to behead him. Thus he received the crown of the martyr. a prince called Theognostos came forward, carried his pure body to his house and hid it until the end of the era of persecution. Then he built a great church for him. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. Also on this day of the year, 1016 of the martyrs, Pope Theodosius II, the 79th Pope of Alexandria, departed his holy father, was born in the village of Benyet, Bani Hoseib. He was called Abdul Masih ibn Abdul Makin. He became a monk in the monastery of Abu Fana by the name of Monk Theodosius. When that particular throne became vacant after the departure of Pope Ioannis VII, the 77th patriarch, the bishops chose his father. He was ordained a priest in his monastery. Then they brought him to Cairo. He was consecrated patriarch in the year 1294 AD. The persecution against the Copts, which was instituted during the papacy of his predecessor, eased down during his days. In this year, 1299 AD, this holy father consecrated the holy Mairun in the church of St. Mercurius, Abu Sifani in Old Cairo, along with 12 bishops. He remained on the apostolic throne for 5 years, 5 months, and 28 days, then departed in peace. He was buried in Al-Nastur Monastery in Al-Basatin. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. Today, also of the year 1125 of the martyrs, marks the departure of Pope Mitte of the First, the 87th Pope of Alexandria. This holy father was born in the village of Bani Ro, distracted of Al-Ashmoniyin. His parents brought him up in a true Christian's upbringing. He learned reading and writing in the church school, like it's Kotev. He also memorized the psalms and the liturgical responses. He also tended to his father's sheep. He was inclined in asceticism and piety. Since his young age, he became a monk in the monastery of Abu Fana, which was nearby his hometown. After several years, he went to the monastery of the Virgin St. Mary, known as Al-Maharra Monastery, and dwelt there by the name of the monk of Matthew. Because of his many virtues, he was ordained a priest. Later on, he went to the monastery of St. Anthony and was serving as a deacon and did not tell anyone that he was a priest. One day, while he was serving in the sanctuary, a hand came out of the altar and censed him 3 times. The elders of the monastery realized that he was a priest and one day he would be a patriarch. He escaped from the monastery for his fear of the vain glory and went to Jerusalem. He worked there as a hired hand, spending his nights in prayers. When his virtues became well known in Jerusalem, he went back to the monastery of St. Antonius. He was contemporary to St. Marcos Antoni. They both suffered many hardships at the hand of the prince Halburga, the governor of country, after his release from prison. He went to Al-Maharra Monastery and became an example and guide to the monks. After the departure of Pope Gabriel IV, the bishops of the lay leader gathered and unanimously agreed to choose the priest Matthew Al-Maharra'i to be the patriarch. When he heard the news, he disappeared, but with divine providence they found him. When he arrived along with a delegation to Cairo, he was sorrowful. To escape this, he took a scissor and cut off the tip of his tongue, but the Lord healed him and was able to speak. They all realized that he was the chosen of God and was consecrated patriarch in the year 1378 AD. When he sat on the throne, he did not change any of his asceticism, humility, and prayers. He greatly cared for the monastery and convent. He loved taking care of the poor, answering all their needs until rain out of all the patriarchal funds. Some opposed and accused him of squandering the church resources. Nevertheless, many wealthy families followed his example in doing merciful deeds. Whenever Pope Matthias stood before the altar, his face would shine with a heavenly light and saw the Lord Christ standing before him. God had granted him the gift of healing the sick. He was an instrument of peace between the kings of Ethiopia and Sultan Barkuk, the governor of Egypt, who had a cordial friendship with the Pope. Many hardships befell this Pope from the successors of Sultan Barkuk. Pope Matthias knew the day of his departure. He fell ill. with severe fever that led to his repose to heaven, and he was more than 70 years old. He sat on the apostolic throne for 30 years, 5 months, and 6 days. He was buried in Deir el-Khaned, in the tomb of the patriarch below the church of the Saint Ambarwais in Cairo, Ambarwais Saint Marcos el-Antoni, and the Hegumen Abraham el-Antoni were the most famous saint of his time. The blessing of the prayer of them all be with us all, glory and be our God forever. Amen.
Yeah.
si ne mori.
Hallelujah. سطور سماء الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل معلمنا القديس ماري متى الإنجيل البشير التلميذ الطاهر بركاته
سبشيري أما فنوتي تأمقتي أعونا في شائني Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, A voice was heard in Ramah, Lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for the children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Now, when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead. Then he arose, took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, He was afraid to go there, and being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene.
بركاته علينا آمين. أعلن الرب خلاصه قدام الوثنين وكشف عدله لهم، ذكر رحمته ليعقوب وحقه لبيت إسرائيل. باسم الرب إله القوات، ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا وملكنا كلنا، ربنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم. انصرفوا إذا ملاك الرب قد ظهر ليوسف في حلم قائلا، قم وخذ الصبي وأمه واهرب إلى مصر وكن هناك حتى أقول لك، لأن هيرودس مزمع أن يطلب الصبي ليهلكه. فقام وأخذ الصبي وأمه ليلا وانصرفا إلى مصر، وكان هناك إلى وفاة هرودس، لكي يتم ما قيل من الرب بالنبي من مصر، دعوت ابني. حينئذ لما رأى هيرودس إن المجوس سخروا به غضب جدا، فأرسل وقتل جميع الصبيان الذين في بيت لحم وفي كل تخومها من ابن سنتين فمدون بحسب الزمان الذي تحققه من المجوس. حينئذ تم ما قيل بأرميا النبي، صوت سمع في الرامة، نوح وبكاء وعويل كثير، رحيل تبكي على أولادها ولا تريد أن تتعزى لأنهم ليسوا بموجودين. فلما مات هيرودس إذا ملاك الرب قد ظهر في حلم ليوسف في مصر قائلا قم وخذ الصبي وأمه واذهبا إلى أرض إسرائيل لأنه قد مات الذين كانوا يطلبون نفس الصبي فقام وأخذ الصبي وأمه وجاء إلى أرض إسرائيل ولكن لما سمع إن أرخيلاوس يملك على اليهودية عوضا عن هيرودس أبيه خاف أن يذهب إلى هناك وإذ أوحي إليه في حلم انصرف إلى نواحي الجليل وأتى وسكن في مدينة يقال لها ناصرة لكي يتم ما قيل بالأنبياء إنه سيدعى